Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we knew we had him coming on a couple days ago, but I like to surprise the listeners. So out of the gates for the first 30 minutes of the live transmission today, Lou Dobbs, of course, syndicated radio host, a former CNN host, host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox Business Channel, one of their number one programs over there, is our guest for the next 30 minutes, and I can't wait to pick his brain and get his take on the economy, the new war in Libya, the inflation. Who is Glenn Beck's replacement going to be? Could it be Lou Dobbs or Andrew Napolitano? I hear they're certainly being looked at right now from some of the Fox insiders, but I know we're going to discuss it all. But in this short few minutes we have in this opening segment, Lou, of all the things going on, what do you think is most important in the world today? What's number one on your radar screen?
Well, number one, first of all, Al, great to be with you again and have an opportunity to talk with you about these issues. The number one issue, as far as I'm concerned right now, is restoring the rule of the majority to our government and making certain this great constitutional republic is led and conducts itself in concert with our national values and ideals, whether we're talking about foreign policy, whether we're talking about the wars that are underway in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya, or whether we're talking about how to restore prosperity to this country and to create jobs and wealth and to get this great country moving.
Well, when you talk about the Constitution under assault, undoubtedly, out of the gates, going back now 4 weeks ago, the UN comes out and says we have a resolution to start bombing Libya, and the president didn't even consult with Congress. At least Bush went and got a resolution for force.
Exactly, and by the way, the man whom this president is a candidate accused of being a unilateralist went before the United Nations and got their approval, support, and cooperation. As well as the United States Congress, and they did it twice, both in Afghanistan and Iraq. The contradiction is stunning on the part of Mr. Obama.
And now it's a stalemate, and they say it's not going well, so there's more and more discussions by top generals of putting ground troops in, not just CIA advisors.
Unfortunately, that's exactly right. And the military analyst with whom I've spoken and a number of former generals who are very close to obviously the general staff of the Pentagon, saying point blank that they cautioned this administration against taking on Muammar Gaddafi and opening hostilities against Libya, and now they are cautioning against the ground troops because they have said from the outset that nothing can be assured without our forces on the ground. And as we know, whether it's particularly the incidents of Afghanistan, Alex, we know that doesn't assure a timely outcome either.
No, it certainly doesn't. And that's four different major conflicts: Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and now Libya.
Right.
And we have the French pouring into the Ivory Coast, removing one thug and now openly installing the other rebel leader who they admit's been running around with his people with machetes chopping up men, women, and children.
Yeah, the involvement of the French in the Ivory Coast, wherever the French have gone over history, as you well know, they have left independent nations that were former French colonies in horrible shape. The Ivory Coast being exploited by the West for its natural resources, most prominently oil. This is a mess, and whether one styles it as NATO or the French and the United Kingdom or the United States and NATO or just the United States, somebody needs to take a very deep breath and say, wait a minute, is this who America is? Is this who Americans are? Is this the nation that we want to be? And I think most Americans would say absolutely not.
Absolutely. The polls show that. Lou Dobbs, host of Lou Dobbs Tonight on Fox Business Network, LouDobbs.com. We'll be right back with him to continue along this important line of discussion, these UN wars. Stay with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create
a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. Direct.com/Alex 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 15th day of April 2011, and we've got a real treat as far as those that want to know what's really happening in the world, with a wide breadth of analysis on the economy, geopolitical developments. He was one of the founding members there at CNN when it kicked off in the early 1980s. He, of course, needs no introduction, Lou Dobbs, and he's the host at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business Network of Lou Dobbs Tonight. He also, from 2 p.m. Eastern on, also hosts a very successful syndicated radio broadcast. The website's loudobbs.com. Of course, our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and GCNLive.com. And there's a host of issues. Donald Trump, you know, does Lou think he's really going to run? Has Lou heard any word about who's going to be replacing Glenn Beck during that slot? What's his take on inflation, the budget? We're going to cover it all with Lou Dobbs here today. But out of the gates, Lou, going back a decade or more, I remember watching you on CNN. You're the real trailblazer on mainline cable television. You were just going off their own statements, the UN's own statements, the Council on Foreign Relations' own statements about a supranational, private corporate banking world government, eroding national sovereignty, media matters, George Soros. Others really targeted you when you did it in a very level-headed, well-documented way. You know, really, you're the precursor on mainline TV of some of the things Beck did. in a little bit more, I guess, carnival type way. I don't mean that meanly. It's
no,
just,
I understand.
And so here you are completely vindicated. You were always vindicated because you were just going off the documents and the Alita Stone statements. But now open announcements every day in the Washington Post, Financial Times of London, global government, private banking system, end of the dollar, Obama following the orders of the UN, not even consulting Congress to start this new war. Now they're talking about ground troops. What is it like a decade after you began to be the first to expose this on mainline TV, to be demonized, to be attacked, to have somebody shoot at your house, to go through all of this, to expose the North American Union, and now it's almost passé, but you were demonized for it?
And of course, as you know, Alec, that's the reflex of the left in this country. And I expect to be attacked for take positions that aren't popular with the left. And that's fine. Because my interest is America and Americans. That's where I happen to reside intellectually, emotionally, physically. And I make no apology for being an American who is concerned most about America and America. It's that straightforward. And to see whether, and what my great concern in all of this over the years, though, has been, aside from a position on any one of these developments, so that our audience understands that when we make a deal with the United Nations, when we sign on to the World Trade Organization, when we, for that matter, when we're part of NATO, we are at some margin, at some level, and in some cases, at an extreme level, consigning away this nation's sovereignty. And we are deferring national interest to a broader interest, whether it be a European interest, whether it be a global interest, or whether it be an Asian interest. It doesn't matter. But our leaders, our elite, have on too many occasions sought to obfuscate that reality. And to act, to pretend as though there's no consequence or implication for the well-being of the American people or the national interest. And I find that to be not only hypocrisy, but frankly, un-American.
Lou Dobbs is our guest. Lou, when you, over the last decade, talk about globalists, talk about elitists, you would put up quotes from the Council on Foreign Relations, from Robert Pastor, from the internal SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got, and then Judicial Watch and others you had on your show had the documents, but still Media Matters and others would imply it was a conspiracy theory. But from your research, who are these international interests? Who are these elitists, and what is their overall goal? And from your research, why is that basically in direct opposition to the interest of our free republic?
Well, let me answer the latter part first, if I may, Alex. And that is this free republic, this great constitutional republic, is utterly dependent on an informed citizenry and an engaged and participatory citizenry. And what is occurring now is a constraint of information. One would think that given the internet, all of the various media, and all of the vehicles of communication, that American citizens would be better informed than ever, know far more about the public policy choices that are being made, whether it's in Congress, whether it's in the bureaucracy of the executive, whether it's in the judiciary. But in point of fact, we know less today than we did 50 years ago about what our government is doing. And the reasons for it are many, but among them, it's been a decision among elites, and by the way, I'm talking about, frankly, both political parties, in one way or another, being involved in an effort to simply preside rather than to represent, and to do so with a view that they somehow are ordained to lead rather than dependent upon the consent of the governed. So when we start talking about the elites that are, if you will, not necessarily conspiring, but certainly acting as if they were in collusion and concert to create the North American Union, it's an empirical statement. It's based on fact. It's not a question of ideology. It's not a question of philosophy or partisanship. The reality is the security and prosperity three countries together, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And that harmonization, as they like to call it, and I'm talking about the elites of the United States military and that of the Canadians and Mexico, our business elites, our political elites, and frankly, they're represented again by both political parties, are working to bring about not only a customs union, not only a common currency, but an actual a consolidation of three nations into one.
Well, that's what's so frustrating, is that you are covering real information, like if you were a weatherman and a thunderstorm blew through and the and the water measuring meter said an inch and a half of rain fell, and you're sitting there with the rain gauge showing the rain. Everybody knows this is happening. And then they're moving forward, these elites, with these programs, but then they have no respect for the general public and play this deceptive game of saying Lou Dobbs is lying to you, when we have this ruling political international class that, as you said, tries to rule by deception and doesn't want the people involved in governing through their representatives.
Yeah, you use the word rule. I would use the word attempt to influence. The effect in some instances may be the same, Alex, but what we are truly watching is an effort on the part of a group of elites worldwide who wish to bring about a one world order. It may not be particularly a new world order, since the effort has been underway for some time, but that is one of the tensions that obviously at work in our global society.
And you look at this global order they're trying to establish, it's very undemocratic. It is against sovereignty. It is always openly anti-family. Anything that is independent, anything that they can't control, they want us dependent. That's what these elites want, these mega corporations that aren't free market. That's their goal. I want to read to you a headline, if we can put it back on screen. And I first saw this in the news in 2002, and when I would cover it, even in the Washington Post as a footnote, people couldn't believe it. But here is the Ottawa Citizen, one of the big papers in Canada, for those that don't know, February 22nd, 2008. This is 3 years ago. And there's new articles on this as well, as part of the Continental Security Perimeter. And it says, Canada-U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. And if you read the Pentagon agreement with Canada and Mexico, it says, we will aid each other during civil unrest. So, and I've had generals on who are retired that say, yes, this has been in the works for a long time, to use foreign troops in America and vice versa. I mean, it doesn't get any more crazy or New World Order than that.
And it is, again, for the very reason you stated, it is not a matter of public knowledge. It is not a part of the consciousness of American society and the voting public. And this reflex that has grown up over the course of particularly the last 30 years in this country, speaking only about America, that either political party, leaders, elected leaders of this country, would in any way seek to deny a larger body of public knowledge is to be contemptible. And the national media has too often worked as not only a willing but an eager accomplice, particularly to the left and the Democratic Party itself. I mean, when you look at the Washington Post, the New York Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, Evening News, I mean, these are effectively, house organs for the Democratic Party. And that's unfortunate, because we need watchdogs in our fourth estate, not lapdogs. And unfortunately, most of the national liberal media is actually focused on performing that role of lapdog and helper rather than watchdog.
Well, that was my next issue. As the establishment media kind of circles the wagons with the political class, we're seeing Jay Rockefeller, we're seeing Lieberman, we're seeing all these statements, Cass Sunstein, about restricting the free press, fairness doctrine, taxes on what they call conspiracy theories, things that they, and Cass Sunstein, of course, the regulations are listed, not believing in man-made global warming. Well, we see Arianna Huffington saying, how do we shut down Fox News? How do we shut down Glenn Beck? We see 2 weeks ago in Politico, I don't know if you saw it, the chilling memos from the head of Media Matters saying we are going to guerrilla infiltrate with spies and organizations. We're going to destroy not just Fox News, but this list of conservative sites. And you go there, you're being demonized, I'm being demonized, Judge Napolitano. I mean, these people aren't what even you'd call a liberal. I mean, they're more like Joe Stalin or something. I mean, they really are authoritarian and scary.
They are authoritarian in outlook and I think in value structure, which makes them extraordinarily dangerous. Not necessarily to Fox News, but to the country. When media takes on a role that is utterly destructive in intent and purpose, and that is precisely what many of these advocacy organizations do, and they pretend to be. Some sort of watchdog organization, but they pretend to be performing that role when they are in fact advocacy and activist organizations. But the great thing, Alex, is that the American people are getting a very clear look at who and what they are and what their designs are. That's healthy for the nation, and I'm delighted to see that light shine very brightly on who they are and what they're up to.
Well, I don't want to spend all our time on that group, but, I mean, they are 501c3, and I know mild libertarian groups who have their 501c3 jerked for just getting involved, you know, in stating their opinion. How can they be a pure house organ of George Soros, openly calling for the end of free speech in America, and then be given 501c3? I mean, that is very discriminatory.
It's at the very least curious, and the use of 501c3s in our society is something I think that ought to be looked at, irrespective of the ideology or the intent. We have become a nation of nonprofits that are starting to supplant, in many ways, to be honest, traditionally the functions of government, particularly at the local or county and state level. I worry less about the federal level, honestly, the national level. But we need to understand what the implications are for all of these nonprofits that have grown up over the years. And they've grown up, by the way, they number in the millions, some of them with the very best of purposes. But the fact is we are diluting our system of government through those nonprofits, NGOs, and other entities that have been created. I much prefer people turn to government for the services that should be.
Well, isn't that an unfair playing field, too? I mean, the UN model is these NGOs. I mean, here's an example. I want your take on this. Thousands of waivers handed out to Fortune 500, but even smaller groups that have given campaign contributions to the Democrats and Obama. With its hundreds of thousands of employees, McDonald's gets a waiver on buying insurance for its employees.
Sure.
But if this stuff gets implemented, I've got to get insurance for all of my employees, and I will take part of their check to do it. So isn't that an unfair trade advantage that a hamburger place right next to McDonald's, a mom and pop, they've got to get insurance, but McDonald's doesn't? So if you go, pay money to the emperor, he then waves his wand and gives you an unfair trade advantage?
I don't think there's any question about it whatsoever. It is not only unfair, but so transparently patronage that it's nauseating. When you look at the principal beneficiary of these waivers, the United Auto Workers, principal beneficiary of these waivers, you go beyond that, it's the supporters of this administration, who received the greatest amount of money, which, by the way, wasn't even revealed publicly by the administration of the Democratic leadership and Obamacare. The principal beneficiary of the early retirement support program, which amounts to $5 billion, goes to the United Auto Workers Union. So, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Incredible. A lot of other questions in the limited time we've got left for you. What do you see coming up in this next election? We see the $40 million cut. Ron Paul has come out and said that it was all basically stuff that had already been agreed to cut and what was left over from highway funds. He's even saying Ryan's budget isn't going to fix things. If we don't stop the banker bailouts and deal with what the Federal Reserve's doing, monetizing the debt and devaluing the currency, that all of this is window dressing. Lou Dobbs is a real financial expert, decades in the trenches. What's your view on what's happening with the budget?
Well, I had the opportunity to talk with a congressman 2 days ago, and we discussed exactly these issues, Alex. And the congressman does question whether or not any of this is sufficient, given that there are larger issues in his views, and of course, principal among those, the Federal Reserve and the banking system. And the reforms that are necessary, it's unquestionable that we need to reform our banking system, that we need to take a very strong look and reorganize, in my judgment, the Federal Reserve. But that is a long-term effort. It's going to take years to accomplish. What I am so pleased with is that Congressman Paul Ryan has come forward with the boldest, most effective, in my opinion, budget plan to deal with deficits. Not the national debt, but deficit in history. Unfortunately, that's the kind of plan that is necessary because we've got, as you know, the greatest debt and the most tremendous deficits in our history. But he has, with an opening state, set the bar very high. And as we watched, the president couldn't come close to it with a rather feeble fiscal policy speech that he gave at George Washington University Wednesday.
Well, Lou, as you know, Kennedy in one bracket cut taxes by 50% in 61, the other bracket 30-something percent, I forget the exact number, and tax receipts doubled. California's increased taxes and their tax receipts are going down. They're not stupid. Obviously, Obama and these collectivists want to wreck the economy so they can come in as the saviors and get more people to basically beach themselves, you know, on their system by wrecking it. And now we have this chilling statement by Geithner today at CNBC. It's also CNN Fox's reporting, saying that if they don't basically increase the budget and raise the taxes, that Republicans will be to blame for the U.S. defaulting, right as 70% of the treasuries are now being monetized. I mean, this is this scares me that they're now positioning the Tea Party, i.e. Republicans and others, as being to blame for this. This is amazing. I mean, this shows me they think the default could be close.
Yeah, here's what it shows me, Alex. One, it shows me that our Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, is somewhat limited both in his outlook toward the consequences of a decision that would be taken not to raise the debt. One. Two, it suggests to me that he has a relatively either limited knowledge of banking itself or the role of the federal government when it comes to the Treasury Department. There is no default is requisite or a logical conclusion to not raising the debt ceiling. Let me be very clear about that. There are choices to be made by the administration should the Congress elect not to raise the debt ceiling. None of those decisions require default. And anyone who says that it does is utterly and completely mistaken. And I would be delighted to have, step forward and explain themselves, because not a single person I respect with a knowledge of finance, public or corporate finance, will support that view.
Well, yeah,
is
it not
what's being spread by the media?
Mr. Dobbs, is it not a replay of what the central bankers did in October 2008 when they said, give us unlimited money or there'll be a depression? I mean, is this not a form of economic terrorism to threaten default, which itself will hurt the dollar to get their way?
Alex, I think that your point is a terrific one. I think any time a public official and a servant of the American people stands up in Washington, D.C. and says that Armageddon is the result of a public policy choice that is not the one they desire, everyone in the national media should be skeptical and point out that position and where it stands historically. That isn't what's happening with this national media. Our national media, the liberal media, tends to think it's responsible somehow to act as an instrument of the state. And that's unfortunate.
Well, our time went quick. Let me say bye to you during this break, Lou. I know you may have another interview coming up, and you have your own show coming up. Or I'll see if I can hold you maybe 5 minutes in the next segment. If you can't, I'll understand I'll ask during the break, because I want to get
in.
Oh,
man, we are here.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, I've got a few more questions. Amazing information from Lou Dobbs.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, just got a few minutes left with Lou. He's got to get ready for his own show, LouDobbs.com. Of course, 7 o'clock Eastern Fox Business Channel with his program as well, now unbridled from CNN. Lou, in closing, I wanted to ask you about inflation and then your view on Donald Trump. I thought he was just joking around and getting some attention and injecting some of his ideas, but more and more listening to him, I was listening to him last night, he really sounds like he's probably going to run. What's your take on that first and then inflation?
I think that Donald is having Donald is having a lot of fun, Alex. He is very entertaining, no question about it. I cannot, just as straightforward as I could be about this, I mean, I can't read the man. At first, like you, I thought, all right, the Donald's, you know, he's kind of kidding around here. But the more time goes by, he seems to be digging deeper into the possibility of running. I do think that when he makes it clear he's going to announce on the last installment of The Apprentice, that I'm a little suspicious about what the outcome may be.
Absolutely. Well, if he did run, what's your overall view? He doesn't like NAFTA and GATT and things. What do you think about him?
You know, first of all, he's a smart, he's an accomplished guy. You know, I'm leery, forgive me for saying this, but I'm leery of billionaires who want to be in politics. That's not to say that I would support him, but if it turned out he was the candidate, I'm just simply saying to me, billionaires have got a higher bar because, you know, I'm a little suspicious of it, and I'm the power that they already have, let alone what they would bring to the office. That's just me.
Very briefly, what's your view on him saying show the original birth certificate, not just the receipt of the birth certificate?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I believe there's no question that Barack Obama is a citizen of the United States. What I'm curious about is obviously Donald Trump's expressed, why not just get rid of this nonsense and present a birth certificate and be done with it? I mean, that's the intriguing political question for me. I think that, frankly, we're looking at $14 trillion in national debt. Think about this, $1.7 trillion in deficits when we've got a government that is dysfunctional, when we have our troops deployed all around the world, engaged in a global fight against terror, when we've got men and women dying. I think we've got, you know, bigger issues to take on.
Lastly, the head of Walmart CEO has come out and said inflation is going to be, quote, serious. We're already seeing it in oil, gold, silver, other commodities.
Right.
And then the federal government's telling us there's no inflation problem at all. What's your take on that in closing?
Very quickly, inflation is as big a problem as we permit it to be. The fact that this president comes out with an energy plan 5 weeks ago doesn't even mention the current high prices of gasoline and crude oil. It doesn't indicate any willingness to confront OPEC, which is a cartel, to make certain these prices don't move higher, get it off, and get them off the back of the American working man and woman is unconscionable. So I think inflation could be a problem, but it'll be a failure of leadership, not an economic result.
Sure, as Obama moves to also block more discovery and production of oil
exactly.
Domestically. Lou Dobbs, LouDobbs.com, thank you for spending so much time with us, and we'll be listening to you on the radio tonight.
Always good to talk with you, Alex. Thanks.
All right, thank you. There goes Lou Dobbs. Very interesting 37-minute interview with him today. That's why we skipped that network break to have more time with him. You know, a lot of times it's kind of a treasure hunt here on this show. A lot of you notice we don't announce a lot of the big guests that are coming on ahead of time. It's just a surprise, and we have big guests every day, except every once in a while when I just have open phones and cover the news. And we do have some more informative guests coming up later. Obviously, we have Lloyd Chapman of the American Small Business League to break down his view of Obama's speech two nights ago and what's happening in the economy. He'll be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour for 30 minutes, and then we'll take some phone calls. And then Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit. Now, Bob in the last month's had a really bad phone line from his undisclosed third-world location. And so we hope it's good today. If not, we're going to have to not have him on for a while until that problem is corrected, which is painful because I always enjoy having Bob Chapman on with us, but technology is technology. So that is coming up. I forgot to ask John Harmon today. Did we do that test with Bob Chapman yesterday? And was it good? Okay, so you helped him troubleshoot fantastic. So Bob Chapman, we got Lloyd Chapman and Bob Chapman coming today. So that's Chapman and Chapman. Sounds like a law firm or something. They're going to be joining us today, as Bob Chapman does every Friday. Okay, I looked over the news last night and this morning, and it's all pretty wild. And we are going to be breaking it all down today. I mentioned this with Lou Dobbs earlier. Republicans will be to blame if U.S. defaults. So what an amazing act of financial terrorism. Give us what we want, raise taxes, raise spending across the board, or we'll have a default. But it's the increased spending and the very banking institutions that we've given trillions of dollars secretly to, a lot of it now forced to be public, paying off media, foreign governments, money to Gaddafi, hundreds of billions to Germany, 100 plus billion to England. The list goes on and on. Billions to GE. Going right to MSNBC, And you notice what all these big banker-funded organs are saying. We need to raise taxes. You know why? Because most of the taxes go to these bankers. So they tell the poor, the disappearing middle class, the working class, blue-collar folks, hey, there's these big rich people that have got 30-40% of the wealth. Let's get them. And then they come out with legislation that will shake down people making $125,000 a year individually, $250,000 collectively, a husband and wife, per couple. And that's the only group still buying hamburgers, still buying clothes, still paying for private school, still buying cars, buying TV sets, buying vacation packages. I mean, I've studied the economics, folks. It's those people making $125,000 and up. It's those folks making a couple million a year that pay to have the lawn service come or pay to have the real estate group come that keep the housing prices up. I mean, just everything. They pay for everything. They pay for the boat slips. They pay for the beauty salons. They go to your Mexican food restaurant. They go to your Italian restaurant. They make it all go around. And you look at California raising taxes on them year after year, the income taxes at the state level, all the carbon taxes. And where are all those middle-class people, most of them liberals? They don't know why they're leaving California. They supported all these policies. They're all coming to Austin, driving up housing prices, buying up all the farmland. And then they're down at the city council calling for raising taxes here. You idiots. You've been run out of California. It's basically like a dog going to the bathroom all over your house, and the dog doesn't want to be in the room it's been in where it's soiled the carpet for 6 months. And now you want to come into our house and go to the bathroom all over the floor, and then you're too stupid to know why it stinks to high heaven. Listen, I love Californians. A beautiful state, a lot of great people. I don't like to oversimplify, but look at how you vote on average. You vote for Schwarzenegger, a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, tax-raising, corporate bailout stooge who tells Rolling Stone he wanted to be a dictator and loves Hitler, and so he gets ADL endorsements. I mean, that's in Rolling Stone. That's what he told the Pumping Iron people. And they were going to release a new DVD with the stuff they cut out of the film back in the 70s. He bought the whole film so it wouldn't be released. But Rolling Stone saw those clips back in the 70s with I Like Hitler and I Want to Be a Dictator. Look, I'm already digressing. The point is, people are moving here from New York. They're moving here from Michigan. They're moving here from Illinois. They're from Chicago. They're moving from California. You people are running from the states that you have ruined, going along with this big government model. And when you get here, on average, you do the same thing. You're ruining my state. You make me want to throw up. You're ruining the town I live in. You people don't know your head from a hole in the ground. And look, Texas was the fastest growing, most prosperous state, but statistically it's not going to be with you people moving here, okay? And I'm sorry, I just can't handle it. You've already ruined your state almost completely. Maybe if you all leave, maybe California can get back up on its feet. All right, I'm sorry, I'm ranting here, but I mean, we've got these California people trying to get carbon taxes through in Texas, trying to get carbon taxes they have in Austin. And these idiots don't know why in the last 3 years, on average, their power bill, their gas bills as well, have doubled. You know, I hear mainline idiot liberals. You're not even liberals. You're just conned by the globalists. You think you're liberal. With your bumper stickers about carbon taxes and how great they are and pushing for it at the city council. And you're doing this all over the country as well. And then you wonder, you complain why your power bill went up. It isn't a carbon tax. It's a ripoff for insider power companies to gouge us, and you think it's cute. I go to Whole Foods, and they got all these magazines on the rack about how cool it is to be into austerity and to have nothing. I don't think it's cute. All right, and you know what? I said I was going to get to a bunch of news, and now I'm ranting. I apologize. It's just and here's the other big problem. Ron Paul and Rand Paul have got it 100% right. You can cut the welfare. You can cut and freeze. First it's frozen, now they want to cut Social Security. People paid into that. You can do all that all day long. If you don't abolish the Federal Reserve now, if you don't say no to these 1,000-plus trillion in fake debts that have been made, if you don't realize that the big Republican leadership is saying nothing about banker bailouts, nothing about the trillion stolen, nothing about dollar devaluation. And Geithner's going, oh, it's your fault. Well, no, they're all involved. I mean, if you got to pin it on somebody who gets the main blame, it's Bill Clinton, 1999, and the head of the Federal Reserve at the time, Alan Greenspan, and some Democrats did criticize it. Some Republicans criticized it. But the ruling political class rammed that through to allow the banksters to create over $1,000 trillion in fake counterfeit garbage, as Madoff has admitted. He says, why am I in trouble? This is what everybody does. And it's true. It's true. I mean, it was Ken Lay in 1995-96 on record in the meetings with Al Gore setting up the carbon tax model. Then Gore set up Gore and Blood. There's no pun there. That's the other guy's name is Blood. And they set up this carbon trading system. And Obama's heavily invested in it. And it's a scam. And I try to explain this to people. I go, okay, let's just for the sake of argument say carbon dioxide is deadly. It kills plants. It kills humans. It's killing the earth. It doesn't. It's what plants operate off of, and they put off more oxygen. The studies show that it's been 40-something times, 14 times. I mean, it's been much higher in history. Plants grow faster, live longer, produces more oxygen. The truth is the planet is in a low-oxygen carbon dioxide state. They've studied the ice cores, the mud samples, the rock samples. It's confirmed. It's pretty creepy, actually. That we're so level, the oxygen is low, carbon dioxide is low, but let's just say it's deadly. Okay? You know, you can go out, they've done this on TV at multiple events, we've done it. You can go out to mainline liberals at an environmental meeting at a city park in some of the cases. We've done it here. Penn and Teller did it. You can go to them and say, listen, we're getting a petition signed to ban dihydrogen monoxide. It's in our lakes. It's in our rivers. If you drink too much of it, it can make you urinate. Over 95% of the people will, and these are people with degrees. Most of these mainline liberals are not stupid. They're just a part of a cult. They suspend their thinking process and they say, yes, I want to ban dihydrogen monoxide. Well, ladies and gentlemen, dihydrogen monoxide is H2O. It's water. Four things on this planet create life: sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. You don't have those, you don't have anything. Okay? Well, the government can't really tell you that the sun's evil, though Cass Sunstein tries. They can't really tell you that oxygen's bad. People know they breathe that. They can't tell you water's evil. And so carbon dioxide sounds like monoxide, so they do it. But for the sake of argument, let's just agree carbon dioxide is evil and bad and deadly and terrible and will kill your children and kill plants and animals and bunny rabbits and Easter bunnies and everything else. And it's horrible. It'll kill Chinese jet pilots. It'll kill just anything. It's the most deadly thing on earth. If you put taxes on it, because nothing else is coming out of these coal-powered plants, the new ones now, so you got to tax something. So, oh my gosh, the carbon pollution. If you shut those down here, which they're doing, head of energy department said it a month ago, yeah, we're going to shut hundreds more down. We've blocked hundreds just the last 2 years from being opened. Built, completed plants have not been allowed to open in Corpus Christi, Texas. I mean, that's just the way it is. You just type in energy department shuts down coal plant. You'll just get articles every day. It's going on all over the country. Let's just say it's deadly. They shut them down. China is building three a week, has no carbon scrubbers on them at all, and spews pure toxic waste, mercury, lead, arsenic, into the air, no scrubbers, no nothing, and it drifts over to the United States directly in the trade winds. No, China, Japan, Pacific Ocean, United States. Boom, comes right over. It's constantly being picked up at incredibly high levels at every metering station in the country. Local environmental groups will use that to go blame it on local coal plants and time again file lawsuits, and it comes out as China. Now, if we're one world, and by shutting down our coal plants, it just makes the industry move there where it's dirty, how does that fix the economy? How does that fix the environment? It doesn't. It increases the output in the devil gas, known as Satan itself, Beelzebub, the ninth circle of hell, absolute demonic vortex of Armageddon, carbon dioxide. The absolute demonic vortex of hell itself is increasing in levels. Now, I'm not worried about the demonic vortex of hell, carbon dioxide, because I know it's not the demonic vortex of hell, as you say it is, but I am worried about that lead, arsenic, and the rest of it. And is coal perfect? No. They still got to do something with that toxic waste from our coal power plants. But let me tell you something. It's a lot better than Fukushima. You see, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I get emails going, Alex, you're not a conservative. Conservatives are for nuclear power. Really? Who said so? Alex, you're against the Patriot Act. You must be a liberal. Try a constitutionalist. I don't sit here and go, well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm for this, or I'm a Republican, so I'm for that. I research issues, I research topics, and I come up with my view and understanding, and I interview experts every day as you hear them, and I literally immerse myself in this to try to be the most informed I can. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but compared to someone out there in the general public, 90%+ at the average event that you can get to ban not just dihydrogen monoxide, they'll sign a petition for that. They'll sign one for table salt because it's got a scary name. What is it? Sodium chloride. Chloride sounds pretty scary, doesn't it? So the globalists are a criminal ruling class. And this morning I was enraged getting in my car. And it was like God talked to me, you know, one of those epiphanies. And I said, relax, relax, just get your message out. It's always been this way. It's always a fight between good and evil. And I was kind of self-reflective. I said, why am I so angry? And it's simple. I don't like watching this criminal class get away with ridiculous lies, ridiculous corruption, when if people would just get a little bit of knowledge, they wouldn't get away with it. But the public is so uninformed, they will ban water if told to. We're going to come back into some key financial news. Then we've got another guest coming up to break down what's happening in the economy and Obama's speech. Then your phone call. Stay with us.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing kiss.
producer's getting Lou Dobbs. That was an exciting 37-minute interview with him. I wanted to get Ted Anderson, 30-plus years in gold and silver brokerage, to get on the air with us just for 3 or 4 minutes here. In fact, we'll put on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We did a Google search of gold and silver. Gold, silver hit historic peaks on gold surge. It goes on to report silver's way up. I mean, there's literally hundreds of articles breaking down the fact that the euro's falling at the same time the dollar's falling because George Soros basically told the truth last week. He said silver and gold and oil are becoming the new global currency as all currencies are basically devalued, Ted.
Yeah, it sure is. It's like a game of Russian roulette, Alex, except for the bullets pointing at the heads of the people of the nation. I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about individuals that have savings accounts. It's just going to be a really sad thing because there's so many people that are trying to live on retirement income. And that's going to just turn into nothing. You know, they're not going to be able to buy what they need, and it's going to be terrible.
Well, Ted, I'll tell you what's creepy is that Geithner's now involved in financial terrorism again, saying that if there's a default, it's people's fault who wanted to cut taxes and cut spending, which is the opposite of reality. Meanwhile, AP reports China is trimming its holdings of U.S. securities. Even more, we just got numbers from February. We always get them a few months after. And now that'll up the fact that so that'll mean over 70% of treasuries are now not being bought by governments or investors. They're being bought by the Federal Reserve itself. That's what started to happen in Weimar Republic or Argentina.
Yeah, that's right. That's what causes hyperinflation. And we're looking at it right in the face right now. The United States is seeing the very consequences of hyperinflation. Look at silver. It's reflecting it right now. Silver's at $42.88 on the market peak today and presently trading at $42.63. Gold, $1,485.70, is seeing a high of $1,488.70. I mean, I can just say, Alex, right, we are sitting in the position now where there really isn't a whole lot of turning back. I don't think that even the Republican or even the Tea Party people can stop this thing from happening. The U.S. Treasuries are going to be sold by the Fed, and they're going to do what it takes to keep the government in check, paying its bills. And not only that, all their buddies, their central bank branches that they have as members, they're going to be bailing them out, too. And it's not going to be pretty.
And they try to make this a left-right issue. I heard Fox this morning driving in on XM, Fox TV, saying it's the two-year birthday of the Tea Party. The Tea Party started back in 2007, 4 years ago, by Ron Paul, by this radio show, by other true constitutionalists. And I don't really hear the Republican leadership going after the banksters. They're just talking about cutting some smaller things, as Ron Paul has said. That isn't going to fix it. And so they're making an issue that if you're a Democrat, you've got to be for bigger government. Folks, we're bankrupt. The federal government spends double a year what it did 11 years ago. We cannot continue to do this. And the lion's share of it is bailouts to the central banks that are holding us hostage, Ted. I mean, this is serious business. Now, briefly here, after we cover that financial news, tell folks over the weekend, you've got brokers there. The three silver dollar, three DVD free shipping deal that's $70 off the regular price. Nobody can offer a deal that good. It went up $5 from last week. It's going to go up again, you were telling me, next week. Currently, three silver dollars, three of my best-selling films and free shipping, $115. That's over $70 off what it should be. It's going to be going up a little more next week because you're going to run out of your supplies. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, do 5 more minutes with us, then we'll get our guest on at the 8 after second segment of next hour. We've got Lloyd Chapman coming up. He's the head of the American Small Business League to break down Obama's speech. I want to talk more about this.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.